and it's going to be hard, and it's going to take so much effort and grit and courage. And that is exactly why most people won't. And hopefully that's the exact reason that you will.
You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. So excited to connect with you. I love, love, love our episodes on Fridays. If this is your first time listening, my name's Heather, and what we do here on Fidget Friday is just a 10-15 minute round where I jump on here with you and share authentically the things that are going on in my personal life and in my business to humanize and talk very plainly about what it takes to build something, the day in and day out, very unglamorous side to building your thing. Whether it is your business, your organization, maybe you have some personal goals, pushing yourself to that next level is, it's fun. It is fun. I was actually sharing with our Facebook group the other day about how there's always this wall, this next level of growth. And often people quit and they shrink back and they think that they're doing the wrong thing when they hit that resistance, when they hit that difficult time, because they're thinking, man, why is this so hard? It shouldn't be this hard. It is this hard. It is this hard no matter what arena you are in, no matter what niche you're in. I don't care what it is. Going to the next level in your goals is going to be difficult. And it's just a part of it. It's the way it's set up. You can blame God. You can blame the universe. You can just get mad in general. That's just the way it is. So I know that's super, it can be discouraging, but I also want it to be very encouraging to you that if you are hitting that wall, if you're hitting that resistance, that is a part of it to going to the next level. And I hope that you hang in and hang on and level up in whatever way you need to next. I wanted to share with you guys about some resistance that I've been feeling and things that I've been doing to push through it, and specifically around the topic of delivering your message and using your voice. I think there are so many people in the world who have something burning inside of them and they want to do something with it, whether it is an actual message or a people group that they want to reach. Maybe they want to just deliver their art. There's something inside of them and they're like, oh, I want to do this one day. But sometimes one day never comes because we keep saying one day, one day, one day. When does one day happen? And I want to encourage you guys to make something happen now. There is no better time than right now. And I'm not just telling you that for kicks and giggles to, you know, be a motivational speaker and tell you all this stuff and then go drink a latte and watch TV. I'm doing this in my own life. I show up with you guys every single week. And it's such an honor and I love it, but I get in my own comfort zone. It's easy for me to come in here and sit behind a mic, staring at this wall and my pictures on the wall and talk to you every week about stuff because I've gotten comfortable with that. At the beginning, there was that resistance that we talked about at the beginning and I was nervous and scared. But now that I've been doing it, it gets easier and easier and easier. So for me, I have to think, Heather, what is the next step for you to grow and to go to the next level? Where is the next step for you that you need to grow and go to the next level? Are you comfortable where you're at or are you going to push through? The thing that scares me right now is being on video. I do not like being on video. And I don't know why, because I don't feel like I am a insecure person. I feel like I'm pretty confident. I'm extroverted. So I am just amazed by my insecurity around video. I don't even know where it's coming from. Maybe I need to go see a therapist, talk about mommy daddy issues. I have no idea. But the point is it's there. I don't like showing up on video. But the fact that I don't says to me, that's exactly what I need to do, because normally fear is all around the thing that is going to take you to the next level. What is the thing that makes you scared and nervous? Normally, underneath all of that fear, whatever is surrounding that, the root and the core of it is something that you need to go or you need to tap into. So for me, I take that as a challenge. Like, okay, Heather,
you're in a comfort zone talking on this podcast, you've got to start getting in with video. And that's easier said than done. And again, I can do that one day thing, but why not today? But when you start something, you still have to hold yourself accountable to it. Because I'm the type of person, I don't know about you, where I could say, okay, I'm afraid to get on video, so I'll do it once and then I'll post it and I'll never do it again. And I might even post it and delete it later. I don't know if you've ever done stuff like that. But here are three things that have really helped me in stepping up into this next level and using my voice. Number one is just starting. And I've already talked about this a little bit today, but freaking start your thing. Stop saying you will. Stop saying next corner. Stop saying Monday. Stop saying January 1st. Stop saying all of that. Start now, because you know if you don't do it, you won't do it. You know what I mean? Get out and do the thing you said you were going to do. You're not ever going to be prepared enough. You're not going to know enough. You're not going to be comfortable enough. It's not going to feel right all the time. It's not going to feel warm and fuzzy and happy and exciting. It's going to suck, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to take so much effort and grit and courage. And that is exactly why most people won't. And hopefully that's the exact reason that you will. Get out and do your thing now. Do it today. Life is so precious. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. And if we really want to make a difference in this world, if we really want to be faithful with the gifts that we were given, the talents, the resources, whatever it is, we're going to have the man parts. That's the nice part of saying balls, of actually going out and doing it. I try to be nice on this, y'all. I grew up Southern Christian. I struggle. Okay. So number one, start. Number two, I shouldn't be given mics. I really shouldn't. Number two, put a limit on it. Meaning, what I mean by that is if you say you're going to step out and start something, don't give yourself a freaking way out. And I'm telling you this because I do it. I will, like I said, post that video, but then I'll be like, all right, I posted it, and then I'll like bounce out. Put a time limit on it where you're saying, I'm going to do this X amount of times, or every single Tuesday or whatever. Commit to something and publicly announce it. Like I said, I'm afraid of doing videos. So I took our friend, Mark Pasternak. He was previous episode, I don't remember what number, check him out. It was how to be more confident on video. And he's doing a 60-day challenge, challenging people to do a video every freaking day for 60 days. Big thank you to Mark Pasternak for challenging me and then making me hate my life right after, because I did commit to do that because that's what I need to do to get over myself. But man, it sucks and it's hard. It is so hard. So what, and that's extreme, y'all. I'm not saying you have to do something every single day, but do not give yourself a way out where you can let that fear back in. You have to act faster than fear can settle in. You have to act faster than you can think. You have to act, because your mind is freaking crazy. And I'm not saying your mind, don't be mad. I'm just saying minds in general, like my own thoughts are crazy sometimes. I'm like, what am I thinking? You know, why am I so hard on myself? Why are my thoughts racing all the time? And it will control your life if you let it. We have to be proactive to rewire that mess. And that's a whole nother episode. But if you let your fear and your thoughts control your actions, you'll never do anything. Act. So number one, start. Number two, put a limit on it. Set an expectation for yourself. And number three, know yourself very well to understand whether it is healthy for you to go back and re-listen to yourself or re-watch yourself or reread some stuff. And this is a very unpopular belief that I have, but I think it's okay sometimes to put out content and not revisit it, because sometimes the point is showing up and doing it. And there are some people who, and I've been that person, where you will record something or write something and you'll put it out there and it's sincere and it's something that you believe in, but then you'll go back and you'll look at it and you'll tear yourself apart and you will end up either deleting it or you'll never do it again because you're criticizing everything that you do. And I've done that, man. I barely re-listen to my podcast because I will rip myself apart. And there is something to be said for excellence and getting better and critiquing yourself. There is absolutely something to be said for that. But if you are not in a healthy place where you can do that with the right frame of mind and still show up, I want to encourage you, man, just show up and do your thing and don't revisit it until you can get a little more confident and a little more comfortable with it and critique yourself in the right and healthy way, you know? So put your art freaking out there. The point is sometimes showing up and giving it, because you will not find your voice until you use your voice. You will not figure it out until you start doing it. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart in the most sincere way that I possibly can, that it's not just you when you feel fear and self-doubt and criticism. We all freaking face it. I promise you. I've had so many people say, oh, Heather, you're so confident, you're this and that. I'm like, you have no idea, dude, how much courage it takes to show up sometimes and how much I second guess myself constantly. And I've been doing this for like 2 years now. The point is showing up and doing it and just believing more in what you're called to do than anything else. And really attaching yourself to that purpose, whether it is people you're trying to help, whether it's someone in your life that you're trying to honor, whatever it may be, whatever your reason is for doing the thing that you want to do, hold on so tight to that and do not let it go, because all the other crap will figure itself out. I hope this was encouraging to you. I am so much in your corner. You have no idea. Even if I've never met you, I believe in you. And if there's anything I can do to support you or be in your corner further, send me an email, heather@heatherparody.com. I'm also on most social media platforms at Heather Parody. Man, love you guys. Love you, love you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.